AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He flew in under the radar, literally. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is saying this morning about that protester who flew his ultralight aircraft through prohibited airspace yesterday and landed on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. 61-year-old Doug Hughes, who's angry about weak finance campaign laws, told the Tampa Bay Times recently.
I'm going to violate the no-fly zone nonviolently. I intend for nobody to get hurt. And I'm going to land on the Capitol Mall in front of the Capitol building.
He was arrested as soon as he landed, though many in Washington are asking questions about security, given that he flew so close to the White House, among other landmarks. Secretary Jay Johnson says it's too soon to say whether there should be changes in the security procedures. More Americans are applying for unemployment. Our Ben Thomas in Washington with the numbers and what they mean.
The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits rose by 12,000 last week, but the total remains relatively low at 294,000, a level consistent with more hiring. And even with the increase, the Labor Department reports the total number of people collecting benefits is down, falling to 2,270,000. That's the lowest level in 14 years.
The former student charged with killing a man at a community college in North Carolina earlier this week admits he did it. 20-year-old Kenneth Stansel says the man had made sexual advances toward his 16-year-old brother. A former Philadelphia police officer returns to the witness stand today in a federal corruption trial. Jeffrey Walker says he lied, stole, and beat drug dealers while he worked undercover with a narcotics unit. Lawyers for six of his former colleagues who are now on trial call Walker a drunk, lying outcast. This is AP Radio News. Is Greece headed for even deeper financial trouble?
The latest jitters have been stoked by the Financial Times. It reported that the left-led Greek government, elected in January, recently made an informal approach to the International Monetary Fund to have bailout repayments delayed. Citing unnamed officials from both sides, the newspaper said that Athens was rebuffed and persuaded not to make a request to have two separate repayments to the DC-based institution in May delayed. Greece owes the IMF around $1.06 billion in repayments next month. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Russia's Vladimir Putin's been on a marathon TV call-in show in Moscow talking about a lot of controversial subjects. He said there are no Russian troops in Ukraine. His decision to let Iran have an air defense missile system does not violate an international ban, he says. And he says he doesn't know if the mastermind of prominent critic Boris Nemtsov's murder will ever be found. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.